Hi, I'm Stephen Price.
Hello, I'm Cara Githens.
This is The Innkeepers, a podcast by Sanctuary Inn. At Sanctuary Inn, we believe we are called to equip, refresh, and restore God's global workers.
On this podcast, we will be interviewing guests who have much to teach us about the many facets of missionary care. Let's learn together and be encouraged to press on in the work God has given each one of us to do. We're so glad you're here with us today, and we want to take a minute to introduce ourselves and what has led us to start the Innkeepers podcast. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you and Joanne came to be the directors of Sanctuary Inn, where we care for missionaries?
Yeah. My wife and I were married in 1981 after I finished Bible college, and we went right into ministry. We did youth ministry at that point, and then we did several summers or several years of youth ministry, camp ministry. We children, associate pastor, did a lot of church ministry. And then in the 1990s, we had the opportunity to be overseas in Eastern Europe, in Slovakia and Hungary. And so by that time, we had four kids. And so we went as a family and spent 5 years overseas and had an amazing time. It was a wonderful experience for our entire family. So we had an ongoing medical issue with our oldest son, and that brought us back to the States. And then eventually we ended up at the World View Center in Portland, Oregon, and that was in 2005. And we were there for 11 years, and we hosted international students as well as North American students who were living there and attending school. And in addition to the ones that lived there full-time, we had guests that came through. So over the 11 years we were there, we had hundreds of guests that came through, as well as residents that were living at the building. And so that exposure there really deepened our heart to care for missionaries, because we could see the struggles that they were going through when we had time to spend with them over a meal or in a conversation. Sadly, that ministry closed down because of the sale of the building where that was housed, but that opened the opportunity for us to do something brand new. And that brand new thing is now Sanctuary Inn. So we looked and dreamed. So for about 2 years, we went through the process of knowing that we were leaving that ministry and then looking for something new and dreaming about what would be the next thing. And we gathered a group of people around us that we called them the Dream Team, and they dreamed and prayed with us. And as a group, we felt God's burden and call that we should focus on the area of missionary care. And so then the next question was, where would we do that? And so through a series of extraordinary events, God brought us to the property where we are now in Welch's, Oregon. And it's a wonderful piece of property. It's beautiful and has rivers and woods and just a nice area to play. And so we're really blessed to be here. Cara, tell us a little bit about about your upbringing and how you got to be at Sanctuary Inn.
Hello. So I'm blessed to be Micah Githens' wife and a mother of two sweet little girls. I am a counselor, and here my role at Sanctuary Inn is as a care coordinator, providing cross-cultural debriefing and support for our missionary guests when they come to stay with us. But I became passionate about missionary care out of my own story. As a missionary kid who grew up in Brazil, I was in Brazil from ages 3 to 18, and we had a few furloughs, home assignments here in the United States over my growing up years, but Brazil really was my home. And at age 18, when I came to the U.S. for college, it was a really painful and hard transition for me, and it led to a season of depression in my life. And as the time went on, I healed and came through that valley. And God just put it on my heart and brought people into my life to challenge me to be ready and equipped to help others, just dealing with the struggles and reality of living among worlds and just the uniqueness that is a cross-cultural life. So in 2005, I was in graduate school at Western Seminary getting training to become a counselor, and I lived at the Worldview Center, a place where Steve and Joanne came and became the directors and became dear friends. Then during those years, I finished my degree and moved on and did some other things, and they continued to be faithful there in the ministry at the Worldview Center. And about a decade later, we kind of reconnected again, and they invited my husband, Mike, and I to be a part of the Dream Team. So Mike and I prayed and looked at properties, and we came up with the name Sanctuary Inn, sitting in the living room of our house prior to moving up here to Welch's. So my husband and I have been a part of this ministry since its beginning, and we are so excited. It's a dream come true for all of us to be here caring for missionaries. And God is continuing to teach us and grow us as we're here. We are definitely still learning on this journey, and we're excited that we now can continue to bless others with what we're learning. So, Steve, what do you think has led us to starting this podcast, this Innkeepers podcast?
Well, we've been here on the property just over three years now. And so we've had the blessing of having over 200 missionary guests come in the time that we've been here. And that's been a great encouragement to us. But at the same time, we realize that as much as we would want everyone to be able to come see us here, that's not going to happen. But we have some great resources, some great connections, and we just feel like there's things that we can share that we trust will be an encouragement to those who are serving in a missionary capacity, a global capacity of global workers, different places in the world. And so we want to use this podcast as a means to expand the reach, the ministry, the influence of Sanctuary Inn, and we trust that it will be helpful and encouraging.
Yeah, so perhaps you yourself are a missionary, or you have a friend or a loved one who's living overseas, or maybe you work in a church or a mission sending agency. Whatever your connection is to missions, we really pray that this podcast will be an encouragement to you.
On this podcast, we'll be talking with a variety of people who have a lot to share about the different facets of missionary care, family life, single life as a missionary kids, the whole area of TCKs, marriage, praying for your missionaries, trauma and vicarious trauma, cross-cultural communication, fundraising. There is so much that we can talk about on this podcast, and we have a lot to learn ourselves, and as we learn, we want to share these things, and we're looking forward to being on this journey with you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to next time.